Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE partners with schools and families to support learning and inspire young minds. Proudly serving our community since 1936, that's Middle Tennessee Electric. Well, proudly serving our community for a long, long time as well, the Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. Brent Carter is joining us this morning. You have any idea when EMS started? It's been...
We're 55 years now.
So we've passed the half century mark.
Yeah. I mean, I remember back when we did our 50th, but I lost track of time after that.
I understand that.
So I think we're at 53, 54 is when it started here, when we started it.
Yeah.
You know, or Mike Nunley actually started it, you know. So.
And he did that for a long, long time.
Yeah, up until 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he earned his stripes.
He earned his stripes. Yes, sir, he did. And I mean, we've added all kinds of trucks and stations and directors. You know,
seeing all kinds of growth in this county.
We've seen a boatload of growth, and it's still growing.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, my office is out there in Rockvale, and just down from the high school and elementary schools, they're building all kinds of houses up in there. So.
Now, you said your office. Are you out there? Are you stationed at the public safety building?
No, I'm not. Just this side of it. We've got a warehouse.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the old Rutherford County Fire Volunteer Fire Department. It's a big building, just a big metal building. And so that's where we, you know, do a lot of our supplies and stuff like that.
Gotcha. So that's how long have you been there?
I don't even know. Well, I mean, we moved it down there because it used to be on Old Salem Road up by across the street from the jail. But
I guess when it was the changeover, when the county took over fire
services.
Yeah, it's
been quite a while ago.
It's been a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been with EMS here?
I've been here since for about 25 years now.
Wow. Yeah.
So about started half the late time. In life, you know, kind of got out of the construction and kind of got the bug for the adrenaline rush of running 911 calls, and then it just snowballed from there.
It takes a special person who wants to do that, doesn't it?
I mean, it does. It is. You're an adrenaline junkie, but you're also out there to care for people, you know, and that's what makes, I don't know, that's what keeps people in it is because the new skills that they're learning, you know, I hate to use the word street doctors, but, you know, doctors don't make house calls anymore.
Right.
So you're going to get a paramedic or an EMT and an EMT showing up to your house, you know, to do and start the care. So that's what keeps people into it is the care and still a little bit of that adrenaline rush.
Because
you don't ever know. A 911 call could come in and, you know, you could be a stubbed toe and then you walk in and somebody's, you know, short of breath or something or have a heart attack. So
you just
never know.
You have to probably not be squeamish.
No. And, I mean, and everybody makes fun of me, you know, I mean, if it smells not right, I'll go to gagging.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Well, at least you know that.
Well,
it's
coming, everybody knows it too. Yeah, they'll just sit back and watch.
Oh, really? They know you're about to.
Yeah.
You know, I can only imagine. I mean, you think of responders who come up on no telling what. If you have a tornado come through, home damage, car wrecks, all of that kind of thing. And so I'm sure you have to, I don't know, you have to be able to handle all of that mentally too.
That's the hard part, you know, is being able to handle it mentally. You know, my weak spot, and everybody knows that too, is kids. You know, it's not that we need that I didn't know how to work on them. I just didn't like to, you know. So everybody's got their little quirks of what makes them really nervous.
And you don't know when that next call is.
You don't have a clue. Have a clue. I mean, you could say there's a wreck on 231, and that's all you're getting it for information, you know, is there's a wreck. And so you pull up in your ambulance and you don't know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
How bad it is, you know, nothing.
I'm sure it,
you're
it
going
just
into it blind.
Breaks your heart when you see a child that's hurt or even worse. It's just, you know, gut wrenching.
Oh
know.
Yeah, I mean that's my weak spot.
I
you
can
know?
Understand. And probably most
they
people.
Can't talk to you. Yeah. You know, the ones that can't talk to you, those are the ones that are really hard.
Yeah, and so. You're maybe they can, but you're the first person there, and they're scared and don't know, and stranger, and all that kind
and
of
their
thing.
Parents
so.
Are hurt, yeah. you know, or guardians, whatever, and they can't really talk to you. So you're walking into it blind. I gotta give all of them credit. You know, they earn. What they earn.
Absolutely.
You know.
Most certainly. I was reading, this has kind of been a theme with several other shows that I've done, but Rutherford County in population has eclipsed Hamilton County now. And I read by the year anywhere between 2035 and 2040, it's expected will be over 500,000 people. In Rutherford County.
In just Rutherford County. Uh-huh. And we're running 18 trucks right now. We're fixing up 19, though, you know.
Yeah.
I think that comes in. Plainview comes open or supposed to be ready in October.
Okay.
I think it'll be ready and be staffed in October.
Boy, it's kind of out there.
It's out there.
It's probably there. Really good that you've got that for that community.
Well, we've got Manchester Highway. We got a station right now on Manchester Highway. So it's just kind of sort of across the interstate, which I don't know, logistically wise, it's kind of more available to both sides of the interstate.
Yeah. I was out there, oh gosh, it's been about a month ago. They were having some type of event that my daughter and her fiance, they do these AKC, you know, like they call it rabbit runs or something like that.
Fast cat.
Yeah. And they were doing one out there. And I had never been on that road or whatever, but you could see where the Plainview School is, and it's going to be right there on that property. So mm-hmm. I thought this is quite the rural area, but you can get pretty much anywhere you need to go pretty quickly. So.
Oh, yeah. And being on that end, close to the interstate or right there, you know, next to the interstate, yeah. you know, there's... Believe it or not, from the county line to Joby Jackson, there's quite a few accidents that happened out in there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to think, you know, from Gum and Mankinville and all those areas down there, you know.
Yep.
If you were coming from downtown, for instance, it's going to take you a minute to get there. So
it's going to take a while. Yes, sir.
So that will be nice to have 19, and I'm sure by the time we get to, you know, that 500,000 people mark, we're going to have a lot more than that.
We're going to have a whole lot more than that. Yeah, it's going to be. And I mean, you know, these guys are working their tails off, running about 125 calls still a month on an average, or a shift. Excuse
per
me,
shift.
A 24-hour shift. Yeah.
What does the month look like? You were sharing some numbers.
Yeah, right now the month of April we had 4,120 calls.
Yeah.
In and just the month of April, with an additional 380 calls for our convalescent transport trucks. So almost 5,000 calls.
You're putting miles on those things,
oh,
aren't
we're
you?
Putting miles on them, you know, yeah.
And that number, I bet if you look back over the last 5 years, that number's been steadily increasing.
Constant.
Mostly, hadn't it?
Yes, sir. I remember when I started, 70 calls at a 24-hour shift was a lot. Yeah, and they're almost doubling it.
And it's probably a handful then,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah, 6-7 years ago, probably would I've been off the trucks. So, yeah, in 6 or 7 years, it's almost doubled.
We were talking with Murfreesboro Police on a show earlier this morning, and recruiting, you know, that you're constantly looking for people. I'm sure that may be the same thing with
we
paramedics
are too.
And
most
EMTs.
Of the surrounding counties have gone to that 24/72 shifts like what we do now, and yeah, they're getting harder and harder to find, you know.
People like those shifts better, I would assume.
Well, right? I mean, you know, they do because they get 3 days off.
Yeah,
you know, and you run 125 calls on your shift, you're awake in that 24-hour period. You don't get much sleep, so it gets them rested up. It also gets them to clear their mind, get all back onto it, be ready to go on that next fourth day.
We've got Brent Carter with us, Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services, and coming up in not next week but the following week, the week of the 19th through the 23rd, is EMS week.
EMS week, yep. That's the week that everybody, you know, thanks their paramedics and EMTs. throughout the country. You know, it's all over in every state, and Rutherford County does a good job with it. We've got some things set up with the hospitals. We've, you know, had got some donations in, and to take care of, you know, give them a little gift and tell them thank you, kind of a pat on the back. We're going to have some people feeding, you know, here and there. And just something, just thank them for what they do. And it's a week-long event, so.
It's good to know you're appreciated in what you do.
It is. I mean, everyone, we don't, that's the thing about EMTs and paramedics. They don't really go out and look for that pat on the back, you know. I mean, it's kind of, them tones go off. We have patient care to take care of, and we don't care about our egos, you know.
I bet you hear those tones in your sleep, too.
Oh, yeah. And it's weird because you kind of learn the tones on what truck it's even going to get toned out. So
really?
When you get used to it.
You know, 24-hour shift. I mean, just think. You're up, and you have to be ready to go at a moment's notice, awake, alert, and perform
a
job.
In seconds. You know, our average response time, even with just the 18 trucks we got going with that call volume, we're still at around 6 minutes, you know, from the time you call 911 to the time we roll in your driveway.
And with that many calls, when the number of trucks, you're out. I mean, you're got hours that you can go take a nap.
No, you could be out and be caught in the vortex, which is, you know, anywhere now. And not make it back to your station for 3, 4, 5 hours.
Yeah. And then you maybe not be there
and
long.
And you hope you've
down.
Had time to grab something to snack on, you know, keep your energy up.
I bet the little lunch bag that goes along is just full of just things you can eat quick.
Whatever,
right?
You can eat quick. Yeah.
Or grab something wherever you make a stop.
Most of the hospitals got like an EMS lounge, so they'll grab something, a drink or, you know, peanut butter and crackers on their way out. And, off to the next one.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So you know, it would be nice as a community. I know that there are community things that are going on, like at the hospital you mentioned and things like that. But for people who have been directly impacted, I know that they like to show their appreciation, too. And this would be a good time to do that.
Yeah, I mean, anyone that would like to thank these hardworking paramedics and EMTs, you know, feel free to reach out to me. I got an email address of bcarter@, and you got to spell all the wordage out, RutherfordCountyTN.gov. Just reach out to me if you got any, you know, want to thank these guys in any way, shape, or form, and we'll set something up.
Okay.
I'd be more than glad to talk to everybody.
I'll put your email address on our podcast so people, if you missed it, you can go back and check it there. And, you know, I live, you know, definitely within earshot of the one by Siegel, and I mean, I
it's sirens all the time,
yeah. You know, and they're in and out and going, and I do see when we go do some ball games at Siegel, especially softball, because you're looking right into the back, and
yep.
You know, if they have a little downtime, they may have lawn chairs and watch back there.
Yeah,
but you
or
know,
catch home runs. You well, know,
yeah,
we collect a lot of balls on that station.
I bet you do.
You know, baseballs and softballs. Yeah.
So it's pretty cool to see. But you know, these people work really, really hard. And if you want to just a letter of support, or you know, I'm sure everybody likes a cookie.
Whatever. Oh yeah.
Whatever, I mean, you want to do.
It just whatever.
EMS week is the 19th through the 23rd, and we'll keep reminding folks all about that as well. So, well, keep on keeping on, I guess, here, partner.
We'll keep on trucking and, you know, keeping the county safe as we can.
That's
keep educating our paramedics to stay on top to the cutting edge.
Yeah, there's all, I mean, continuing education has to be a part of it, doesn't
it? It's a constant thing. Yep. There's probably Craig Cook took over our education, and I think he's got at least 2 classes a week going on available for, you know, everybody to increase their knowledge.
Yeah. Well, thanks for all Rutherford County EMS does to keep us safe. And Brent, we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Brent
Have a
Carter,
good day.
You too. Brent Carter joining us, Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. And again, when I post the podcast, I'll put the email address. And if you want to send a nice note out to our EMS folks, you can do that.